Hello.
Oh, hi, Julian. It's Tina from Local Splash. I think I missed a call from you earlier.
Oh, yes.
Hi, how are you?
I'm pretty good.
Good.
I was thinking I want to go ahead and cancel the service. I'm trying to reach a larger audience, but I feel like I'm not getting that unless I'm just out there doing it myself.
I see. Okay, so I need to give you some options because if you recall in your terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So I can't even cancel an account with a past due balance. Let's see, it's 299 past due from the 10th of November. But I will tell you this, Julian, it also states in the terms and conditions that first page placement typically takes 30 to 45 days. So your account went into suspension at the 30-day mark because we're having trouble with the payment. So that could be affecting you too because you're right at the cusp of where this is going to explode and get your phone ringing and bring you a lot of new clients. I always tell people that, of course, you'll see activity within your first month, but it's the second month that you really see the program pop. That's when it comes to full fruition for you. Do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
Honestly, most of the customers I've gotten them on my own. It's not through the website. It's not through Angie's List. It's not through Yelp. Usually I'm out there trying to get it on my own.
You usually don't get new clients from this on the first month. Usually it's the second month. But all in the short time that you've been with us, your company has already been found on the first page of Google 60 times. You've had 2 clicks to your site from the first page and 86 image views to the pictures that we have up on your Google business page. So that's extremely strong placement considering that you're so fresh with us.
I'm thinking that that's my own clicking through because I've been looking to see what's on the page, what it is, how exactly am I being promoted.
Mm-hmm.
I pay Angie's, I pay Yelp, I pay y'all, uh-huh. and I honestly, I'm not getting that money back. I'm staying in the hole right now, and I just feel like I'm better if I'm just out there getting the jobs on my own.
Okay, so if you want to cancel the account per your agreement, I have to collect the $299 that is past due, or I could put you into friends and family pricing of $249 monthly. That will at least save you $50 off your past due balance. Of that $249, Julian, $100 goes to Facebook ads. So if you wanted to, I could remove the Facebook ads, and that would lower your subscription to $149 monthly. And a lot of people will go to a package like that, especially if they hit a tight spot, because you could always call back and put those Facebook ads on later if you wanted to.
So how much would I have to pay right now?
If you wanted to go for that package, it would be just $149 right now. And then what I would do also is push the next billing out 30 days from today, which means you'd be paid in full until December 18th. Now, come December 18th, if you're still not happy and you still want to cancel, you can absolutely do so. Just call us a couple of days before your billing. But I'm confident that you'll be so thrilled with the results that you're probably going to want to continue.
I hope you're right. I was hoping that I would actually see myself, like, because I've looked up the website just to see what pops up, or I'll look up junk removals, stuff mm-hmm. like that, and I don't even see myself pop up at all. I
yeah.
have to specifically look at my website, and I'm like, I expect to see, like, if I pay for a service, it's like if you pay me to move you, well, you're going to expect me to get everything and not, oh, well, it's going to take a week and then another week for this. And by the end of the month, we'll have you moved.
Right.
So I just feel like I don't mind paying for a service. I don't mind at all. But I'm like, the money's going one way, and I bring nothing in. You know, a lot of my business expenses that I pay out of my own pocket because I'm just starting out. I'm trying to get out there, and I put a lot of money out there and see nothing. I've had to do the same with Angie's, with Yelp, and it's like, no, you know what? I'm better off if I just go door to door.
Yeah, so this $149 package, it'll help you out with the price, but also, again, you're in that second month that you're going into, so you're going to see very strong results. So it's kind of like if I hired you to do a move for me and you told me up front it's going to take a week, and then if after 4 days I'm telling you, you know what, I want to stop your service. When you say, why? Well, because my house isn't moved. And then you'd say, but I told you if from the get-go that it's going to take a week and you only gave me 4 days. So that's the problem, is that it does take up to that 6 week mark for you to start seeing very strong results. And at the 4 week mark, that's where your program went into suspension because of the payment. And that affects you because Google changes their algorithms daily. You know, I've seen it happen as often as 5 to 6 to 7 times in one day. So now when we get your payment back up, our technicians have to go in from November 10th to November 18th and get you caught up on all of those algorithm updates that were missed in the meantime, because that could be affecting you right now too, you know?
Okay, we'll do that. Let me transfer money real quick, and while I'm on the line with you, and then what do you have on file? My card?
7318. It's a MasterCard, yes. Ending in 7318.
Okay, yes. Let me transfer the money real quick while I'm on the line with you.
Of course.
kind of trying to transfer the money, and for some reason it's not adding me.
Oh, I see. I can use a different card if you like for like a one-time payment, and then we could put this one back on file for next month.
The only other one I can use is from the same bank, and it's showing that the only thing I can do is transfer it in 1 to 3 business days.
Okay. So do you want to transfer it now, and then I'll just process this on Tuesday or Wednesday of next week?
Yeah, we could do that. Let me get the transfer in motion now.
Okay.
Can you do me a favor and call me before you do the transaction? Because I have my card frozen because I had recently somebody, I don't know how they got my info, and they charge a lot of charges on my account. So I had to go get another card.
Okay.
But it's because right now I have the card frozen, so if you can contact me when you're about to do it, that way I can unfreeze it, please.
So I'm out of the office next week for the Thanksgiving holiday. I can call you on Monday the 28th to do it, but I just really don't want to see your account be in suspension for that long because that's going to affect you. Or if you have your routing number and your account number, maybe we could do it like that, do like a one-time ACH process, and then we could go back and put the card on file for next month.
Or what day are you going to do it on, Tuesday?
I can set it up to automatically process on Tuesday, yes, but I won't be here to call you that day.
Okay, that's okay. Go ahead and set it up.
Will that work? Tuesday, okay. So Tuesday is the 22nd, so let me set that up, the 22nd. Okay, so we're all good to go. I set your billing date out for the 22nd, and then what I'll do is I'll double-check your account when I return to the office on the 28th after Thanksgiving. If I see that we're still having trouble, I'll call you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. You're very welcome, Julian. I'm glad that it worked out, and have a really nice weekend and a happy Thanksgiving, too.
You as well.
Thank you. Okay. You're very welcome, sir. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.